אפל פי שאחר החופה, הקלה מותרת לחתן, אפישל יפת חופה וצ'יז, יהודית ברכת אירוסין, יהודית ברכת נישואין, הרי עד מקודש שלי has been done already, everything has been done. So למעשה, they are completely husband and a wife. יש להזהיר את החתן והקלה, לשמור על קדושה, קדושה וצניות ברבים. That there is certain aspect that a person cannot do automatically in public, even though that you are husband and a wife, because of lack of seniut. That is, mamash, has to be mentioned, as I mentioned just now. וכל שכן להישמר מכל מיני קירוב, וגם כאשר מצטלמים יזהרו בדבר, whenever they're taking a picture, any type of physical contact cannot be done. Before the chupa, when they go, let's say, to the hotel, let's say at 3 p.m., whatever it is, for sure it cannot be done. And then even afterwards, in public, cannot be done either. שאין לאדם להראות חיבה לאשתו ברבים. A person cannot show tremendous חיבה, which means love and affection, to his wife in public. And somebody that doesn't know should become aware of it. And then he discusses, what do you do with, let's say, if a person was not aware of it, and he has certain pictures like this. So definitely those pictures, he says, cannot be placed on your walls in your house, being that is lacking proper seniut. So let's say a person didn't know. So then the nekuda he says, ve'ein ra'uy lo leitnashek im akala berabim. Afilu he says, avi akala, the father of the kala, afilu avi akala, that type of a kiss that he wants to kiss his own daughter under the chupa is not any type, is only emotions. It has nothing to do with you know, affectionate. But when I say a person is automatically excited, Baruch Hashem, that finally his daughter is getting married. But he says, I feel such a thing, ain't ra'uy lo leitnashek im akala berabim. It's not right. I wanted to mention famous story that one of the Talmidim of the Netziv, Arav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, this story goes back at least about 150 years ago. So he was getting married, and the Netziv, the Rosh Yeshiva, was the Mestad Kiddushi. So after they got married, Shavu Achot, so he kissed the Kala. So it says that the Netziv told him, what did you do? He says, Harav, what's wrong? Am I husband and a wife? He says, yes. But what did you just do? He said, Harav, let's say the past 3 months, Baruch Hashem, I was Shomer Negia. No touching, no nothing. Not showing anything, any Yisurim. I was careful 100%. That is, a lot of times that also has to be mentioned during the engagement. People imagine that since they're going to eventually become husband and a wife, they are allowed. Chalila bechas. So he says, during the engagement, I was careful 100%. No touching, no nothing. Now that we are under the chuppah, we are married, what's wrong with it? He says, let me tell you something. The last words of the Torah is Le'enei Kol Yisrael. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu writes. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which is in front of the eyes of Kol Yisrael, the entire Jewish nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu's last words in the Torah is Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And this is Le'enei Kol Yisrael, something that is done in public. That's the end of the Torah, which means he kicked him out of the yeshiva. That's, since you did it in public, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, end of Torah. He kicked him out of the yeshiva. So this is an ekuda that a person should be aware. Not everything that what they do is it allowed to be done in public. So therefore the same thing goes with other aspects, to what extent a person is supposed to be careful. I remember Harav Shechter used to mention this story, and I just end with this nekuda. Says that when there was a young boy that Baruch Hashem got married very, very early stages in his life. And Baruch Hashem, he made the right choice. And however, the mistake was, constantly, they had shalom and everything, but constantly they used to show affection to each other in public. So the Rabbi Shechter's wife, the Rebetzin, goes over one time. The story goes to the Chatan and the Kala. They say, very nice that you have emotions for each other, but this is absolutely improper for you to show it in public. That's one of the explanations that is given. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, this is not the explanation according to Pashut Peshat, was written in Shulchan Aruch, why we are not allowed to kiss our daughters or our children, or our kids, actually, in Bet Knesset, So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Pashut Peshad is because over here in Beit Knesset, you're only supposed to show love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not anybody else. Only the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also obligated us to respect. Which is a person's father, let's say. You could also kiss your father's hand in Beit Knesset. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky gives another explanation. He says, being that could be that there are some individuals who are not married. There are some individuals who are married, but as of yet they haven't been blessed with kids. And you come and you show your affection in public to your children, that is going to hurt them. So that's why you're not supposed to kiss your children in public. So the same thing goes when a Khatan and a Kalla have certain feelings for each other. After the wedding, the first month, the first 6 months, the first year, and they show it. So it could be that it arouses certain jealousy and animosity and, certain kin'ah, jealousy. That's what the Rebbe Sam Shechter was mentioning to this Khatan and Kalla. And they said, no, don't worry about it. And eventually, Khalil Abakhas, unfortunately, Bar Minan, they got into divorce, into fighting, and eventually that whole wedding, the whole affection, all emotions went down the drain.